Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them at their website. And that's Hugs from Heaven, Hugs, H-U-G-Z, from heaven.com. Okay, so our guest medium tonight on the show is John Holland, and he will be joining us in just a few moments. But first, let me give you all a quick update. We have our Holidays Past raffle taking place on December 23rd, where you have the chance to win up to 5 readings with some of the Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. This year, the participating mediums are Joe Scheel, Lynn LeClaire, Angelina Diana, Kathy Nadal, and Tracy Lee Nash. And then just another quick announcement for everyone. We have our summer grief retreat called Love Knows No Death, and that's taking place July 14th to the 16th. That's a Friday to a Sunday. And it was featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death. It's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center within a rural setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. We'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. But first, let me just tell you guys a little bit about our guest tonight. Our guest is John Holland, and he's one of the most highly respected psychic mediums in the country. He's also a spiritual teacher, author, and founder of My Soul Community. His demonstrations of mediumship provide audiences with a unique glimpse into the fascinating world of a medium, as he explains how he can blend his own energy with that of spirit to create a link to be able to communicate with the other side. He does this with candor, integrity, humor, and a lightness of touch unique to John Holland. Having studied in the UK for 2 intensive years, he has spent the last 20 years continually training and honing his gifts that has made him one of the most sought-after professional mediums in the world stage. He starred in numerous TV shows and documentaries and is the author of 6 books, 4 oracle decks, mobile apps, and much, much more. He believes passionately about his work and is often heard to say, if I can help someone connect with someone on the other side and bring peace, comfort, and perhaps some closure, then I feel as though I've done my job. So that's a little bit about John Holland. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joe, so much. Thank you.
How are you tonight? Good?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you on. This is your first radio show with Forever Family, right?
Yep, first one. And yep, so I was looking forward to it. And you got to love Bob Ginsberg, right?
Awesome. Yeah, so, he's great.
But I did one of their retreats, which are fantastic, by the way, too.
They're
interested.
Great.
Yeah, and they keep selling out. So he didn't pay me to say this, but if you're thinking about it, everyone, they do sell out.
That's why I read the one for July. I was actually looking for stuff to promote, and I was like, oh my God, everything in the next few months is all sold out. That's great. So do get on that, because the July one's probably going to sell out pretty quickly too, actually. So if you guys want to, I think it's 50 spots at the most.
That's right.
So it sells out pretty quick. So if you want that, please do get on that. But anyway,
it's only 50 spots. They keep it intimate.
which right, is great. It's right. So you get a lot out of it for sure, and a lot of one-on-one time. I'll be there myself at the summer one, so you get to hang out with me for a weekend, which is, I don't know, good or bad, depending on who you ask. But anyway, so John, we have some time to talk, but I want to talk about your latest book, which for everyone who doesn't know, it's called Bridging Two Realms, Learn to Communicate with Your Loved Ones on the Other Side. So is this basically just sort of like a how-to for the people at home who may not be the most intuitive at the moment to kind of connect with their own people? Is that
right? Well,
the feel?
What happened was Hay House called me and they said, now, if you listen with the publisher, they say, do you have another one in you? And I didn't think I did, right? And so I always see, what is the public demand? There's a lot of people, you know, many years ago, people would come to see a medium and they get a message. Now people are asking, can I connect to them? They're having their own experiences also, right? So it was based on my mom. I wrote it during the time when my mom was ill. There's no regrets. She believed in an afterlife. I helped take care of her before, during her illness, and then after when she passed. So it helps people before somebody passes, because many people could still be grieving and the person is here still, right? So it helps them. What is the person who's going to pass experience? Who's going to come to get them from the other side? The things that they see, the after-death communications that show up. And then during the process of the dying process, and then after. And then I said, so I gave a few techniques that a lay person, don't have to be psychic or a medium, how they connect with you also. And there's a lot of different techniques in there. And some that are quite interesting, also that's done with a therapist. They used to do it with soldiers in the war. And then the second part of the book is totally dedicated. So you want to be a medium? Mm-hmm. Here you go. So, and I give, you know, a lot of people come to the workshops and they feel like they want to do this, but there's a lot of work involved, Joe, to become one, to become a professional one with ethics, responsibility, energy. So the second part is me with the training that I've had. This is what is expected of you, the medium, and then who the reader is, what to expect from the medium. So the first half is for the bereaved or someone that's going through the process. And the second is if you want to take it to the next level. So, so that's it's and it helped. I never know what a book's going to do to somebody comes back. But a lot of people who are about to lose someone read it and they felt more calm, per se, when their loved one was going to pass or is going to pass.
Right.
Let them know your loved one never goes home alone. There's always somebody there.
Well, you know what I think is so great about this, that you as a medium wrote that? Because I, you know, being a medium, obviously you're around a lot of people who work in the grief space and you know, in psychology and stuff. And most of the time, the spirituality or even just the thought of an afterlife is kind of like taboo when it comes to that. And I think for people who kind of, you know, already have the knowledge or at least thinking, you know, maybe someone does go on, it's nice to have a grief resource that actually addresses that and works with it and isn't just kind of like dancing around the big question, well, what happens after you go? Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I think that's such an important resource for people to have that are spiritual or just, you know, don't really want to accept, like, when I close my eyes, that's it. You know what I mean? And I think that's super important. I love that you
added that. And have you been to any of the resorts that Bob does? Have you been to one of these?
Oh, the retreats?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I do the Connecticut one every summer for, like, I don't know, 6 years or something.
All right. So we must have missed each other when I did Connecticut. You might, maybe you didn't do that one.
Yeah, you know what?
No, I know you did it.
Yeah, I don't think I did it last year. I think I was in California last year in October instead. I jumped around a little.
That's fine. What it is what you're saying is that's what Bob brings into it.
Right.
I love that
exactly.
He brings in grief counselors. He brings in scientists. He brings in the scientific part of it too. So it's not, it's fact-based. It's not woo-woo. I mean, you see it on Netflix. I mean, he tests people and bless him, a gentleman who lost his daughter and then Fran, also his wife, not too long ago. So,
it's a lot to go through. Lots to go through.
So,
but it is very much, this book is very, very much in line with Forever Family and the message and just the way that we do things. So it's
absolutely
awesome. It's an awesome tool for anyone listening who you know, wants to read it. I would definitely recommend, because that's basically what we preach here at Forever Family, is everything you just said. And I love too that it came from a personal experience. It's not just like you being like, all right, I've been doing this for a long time and listen to me. You know what I mean? It's You did the work yourself, so people can actually trust you when you say this because you've used it. It's not just something you decided to write down, you know?
Yeah, my mother was my guide for the book, meaning her, what was going through, her, what was happening to her is exactly why I wrote it, before, during, and after of someone's passing. So, yeah, so I'm glad I wrote it, and I'm glad it's still helping people.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. So, John, before we get to callers, I know you're probably always have something in the works, whether it be a class or seminar or just reading. So do you have anything coming up in the new year that people can attend or virtually in person or anything like that?
As a matter of fact, yes. Hay House, my publisher, we used to do these big conferences called the I Can Do It Conference, but because of the times that there are now and COVID, they backed up. There's a huge one. There's going to be a big one in Tampa with 30 speakers. So I'm looking forward to that. It's very exciting, but I'm always doing something locally. I don't travel as much, Joe. I did it for 17 years. Right. So I'm kind of slowing down in my older age. Not old, Joe.
Not old, man, but just so, seasoned, but still, experienced.
Exactly. But I am still I do things locally. I've got some stuff coming. Yeah. Just go to my website, johnholland.com. It's on there. And I do smaller things also. I've done audiences of 3,000. I have no problem doing audiences of 50. It's not about the number of people.
Right.
It's the people that need help. So just go there. They can find me with some stuff.
Awesome. Where are you? What state are you in?
I'm in New Hampshire.
Oh, in New Hampshire. Okay. So anyone kind of, you know, around there. go to John's website.
Where are you?
I'm in New York City. Yeah. I'm in the city.
Okay, great.
I'm a New Yorker my whole life.
Of course you are. An Italian living in New York. Yeah. Yep, there you go.
So very original, right?
Yep.
But yeah. All right, cool. Well, awesome. So for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium John Holland. And be sure to check out John's website at www.johnholland.com. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls? You there, John?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you I think we had a Zoom issue for a second, but you're back. Okay, we're good. So you ready for calls?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay. So I should mention, for those of you just tuning in, or maybe you haven't listened to the show in a while, we are commercial free now, so that gives us a little bit more time to take your calls. And before we take our first caller, if we take your call on the air, I'll call you out by first name, and you can let us know if you'd like to make a connection with Spirit, and John will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're always more than happy to answer.
Yeah, I love those. I love those.
We love to inform.
And let me just say, Joe, too, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, you know, you can't demand it to happen for any medium. But if it doesn't happen for you on the call, don't worry. It doesn't mean they don't love you. It doesn't mean they're not there. It just means between me, you, Zoom, something is happening, right? it's just not in the flow.
Right.
But when I say mother to you, if your mother's here, think beyond your mother. It's to me, I'm just telling you how I work. Mm-hmm. It could be a grandmother. It could be your mother-in-law. When I feel a mother's love, it's not necessary, but it's never your son or your cousin or your dad.
Right. All right. It's got to be like a mom, right?
All right. And I may ask you your name and where you're from. And I just trust Joe. You know, I just trust where we're supposed to go.
Good. Awesome. Well, I love it. That's what we're supposed to do. So you're already on the right track. Okay. So let's get to our first caller. We have Eileen from New York. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Joe.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So, Eileen, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I was looking to make a connection with Spirit.
Awesome. Sure. I will hand you over to John. Sure.
Hi, Eileen. How are you, darling?
Hi, John. Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. When did you lose your dad, Eileen?
Grandfather and uncle.
Okay. I definitely feel like a father figure who's coming through. And the uncle, would he be on your dad's side, please?
He is, yes.
Okay, that's fine. So I know him on dad's side of the family. I feel like this is a father figure who's coming through. Not necessarily like he was like your dad, but it's like when I feel a father, it's usually an older man, and there's love coming through here. And are you one of your, you would have sisters, Eileen, please?
I do, yes. I'm one of three.
Right. Yeah, exactly. When every time I see, I don't know how young or older you are. When I see my three sons, Joe has no clue who that is. I see Charlie's Angels, I know there are three. There's a brother also, though, Eileen, please.
I have a half brother.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I feel like he's just coming through. He's acknowledging the whole family. Now, he's making me aware, too, there's another woman who's coming through right beside him. And I don't like to ask questions, right? It's more like a confirmation, Eileen. Is there your, I'm just going to say it. Is this his sister-in-law? You lost your mom, darling?
It would be his sister. It's my aunt.
Okay, beautiful, because I'm not getting like his mother or grandmother. So they're coming through also. And Eileen, with the greatest respect, too, are your parents not together, please? Are they not married?
They're divorced and both remarried.
Okay, fine. So that's a yes, right? So this is just the uncle, right? He's pushing here too, Eileen. I don't know if all the girls are still here, right? Your sisters, correct?
Correct.
All right. I don't know if someone I just feel like your uncle, your dad's brother, I feel like he's pushing one of the girls or one of the kids to the dad. Is one of you not speaking? Is there some issue going on or what?
A girl that's there, you mean, or?
No. Are all you are you and your sisters all talking to your dad?
No.
That's what
I'm
saying?
My older sister does not talk to my dad.
So this is the uncle, darling. For anyone who's listening, they're not dictating what you should do. I feel like I have the brother who's coming through, who's also his sister, who you said is the aunt, right? Like you know, because the same ages. But I feel like he's influencing me to say it would be good to call your dad. Now, I don't want you to say to your older sister, John Holland said that your uncle is just, you know what I mean? It's like, think about it, all right? Just think about it. Because sometimes, too, Eileen, what happens is, your dad may not be, I'm not saying he's sick or he's going anywhere, but I really feel the encouragement from them, call them. And you know what? Anything happens with anyone. Everyone thinks we're going to live forever. Anything can happen in the blink of an eye. I never want your sister or any of you kids to have to say, could have, would have, or should have. And I'm a December baby myself. Where's the December birthday?
December, I'm not sure.
Right. He has children, correct? Your uncle?
I do.
Yeah, you do. But does the uncle have children?
Yes, but no birthdays in December.
Okay, there's something about, and I don't want to change it to Christmas or anything else. Is there a celebration or when I see like balloons, to me, it's a happy birthday in December. All right. But everything else, you understand, the sister not talking, the uncle who's passed. And who were you hoping to connect with, Eileen? Anyone or what?
I was hoping to connect with my daughter.
Oh, okay, darling. All right. She's not coming through. It doesn't mean she's not there. But do you have more daughters?
We have a son also.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm going to stick to what I'm getting with the girls. It doesn't mean she's not there. Sometimes you want to hear from someone, and I'm not saying that connection is not important. I just feel like this father and daughter connection with your dad and your sister should be looked at. But not demanded, okay? We all have free will. If your sister's not comfortable with it, it's going to be fine, darling, okay?
Okay.
All right, and no, I keep getting this, too. Are you sure? She doesn't pass in December, correct, your daughter?
No, she passed in August.
Okay, that's my mom's birthday. One last thing, really quick, Joe, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Just when you say this, Eileen, right? Is she gone longer than 2 years now, please, your daughter?
No.
It's sooner than that. There's encouragement. I'm seeing a Christmas tree, and even if it's her picture on the tree, some people have a problem doing Christmas trees when somebody passes, Eileen. And if you look up grief.com, David Kessler, you celebrate Christmas or don't, whatever. There's no rules when it comes to this when you have lost. Do you understand? And people are going to say, oh, you really should. It's up to you. Go to Florida. Do something different, right? You do not have to celebrate Christmas, but I do feel like your daughter in a round circle. I don't think it's an ornament. There's something about, I don't know if it's at the grave, on the urn. Or, tell me.
We do have a glass ornament on the tree of her with little angel wings on it.
Shut up. Good, because, and I'm like, why are you showing me Christmas? I said there's nothing, but I'm going to stick to the Christmas the Christmas birthday, but as you said that I'm seeing a Christmas bulb with her picture on it, right? So, but I know it's round, so you did that for her. I say I don't even care if it's a little tree, Eileen. Whatever you do, she's with you at Christmas, and I know she passes unexpectedly, Eileen. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And she wants to reach out to the rest of the family, especially the dad, her daddy. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, darling. All right. I'm sorry. I wish it was longer, Eileen. All right. Come to one of my things.
Thank you.
I do some free, I do free stuff online too, just like this. Because it's not about the money, Joe. It's about the service, you know?
Exactly.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Eileen. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. We're on a roll. Very good. All right. Next up, we have Nancy from New York. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
I'll take well. Okay, Nancy. So did you want to...
I was... Sorry.
Nope. You're okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to ask if you wanted to connect with spirit or a question, but if you had something to say, you are more than welcome, my friend.
Go ahead, Nancy.
No. I was just going to say I'd love to try and make a connection with spirit.
Oh, you came prepared. I love it. Okay, very good. You can go to John.
All right, Nancy. Hold on.
Hi, John.
Darling.
How are you?
Good. How are you? How are you, Nancy? Good, are you? Let me just see. Are you open to anyone, or you know, I want that one person.
Well, I recently lost someone, so I was hoping to hear from them, but I'm happy to hear from anyone.
Don't tell me anything. That's fine. I bless you, darling. That's good, good. As I'm speaking to you, Nancy, right, if you could, I'm using my Italian hands, Joe, because they're making me aware. Nancy, where can I place, just say yes or no, all right? If you recently lost someone, now what I'm about to say is not so mind-blowing, right? Are you looking at, I hear you. I am the person who passed. Is their photo right in front of you?
Well, yes, in a way.
That's okay.
Do you want me to tell you?
No. Let them do it. Let them do it. Right.
Okay.
I just feel like I'm supposed to say, we see you working with the picture. So I know when they say we, there's more than one person here. Right. I just feel like there's pictures being moved or reframed or looking at albums, which people don't usually do anymore, right? Like put them there. Have the albums come out? Have pictures been taken out of albums moved? Or okay, who? I'm going to ask you, all right? Because this is how I'm going into it. Who is this, please?
My dad.
Okay, bless. That's fine. This is. I understand that. I'm supposed to start with the pictures, but either he's very camera friendly or he's right there with you, right? Because he's making me aware. This is the guy with that. You just say yes or no. Okay, Nance, this is an upbeat personality. Do you understand? I'm not getting someone who would you understand his sense of humor, Nancy, please?
Yes. He wasn't super funny, but he had his moments. And when he had his moments, they were funny.
You know what I'm making weird? This is a guy who's like, and is he gone? Listen, is it gone? You said.
It's recent.
Okay, that's fine. Like how recent, Nancy, may I ask?
Last month.
Okay. I always say, I don't know how you work, Joe. I always say, give him a little time sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you could go to a medium, Nancy, not you. I feel like you're open, darling. All right. And I'm going to bring through your dad's personality to show you that it's him, right? I just feel like sometimes it's not necessarily they need time. I think the people here need time, Nancy, too, sometimes. But I feel like you're open. Some people are still in shock and mourning. No matter what a medium says, they're too upset to understand it or even think, all right? Was your dad, I understand that, if your dad was living, okay, in the body, he wouldn't be part of this kind of call, would he?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
This is why I'm saying, does he have a joking personality? Because he's like, oh my God, this shit works. Oh my God. He's making me aware that he's like, he can't believe this. I'm not saying he's an atheist, right? But I don't believe in, he makes me aware. I didn't go for any of this when I was alive. Do you understand? So
he's a little, 100%.
Do you understand that? So, and I know, I understand with your loss because it's your dad, but this is where I usually say he wouldn't be caught dead here, but he is. Do you understand? All right.
Right.
So I just feel like he's making me aware as your mother is still here, isn't she, darling? Yes. Because he's making me aware of mom.
Yeah.
Mom. Yeah. He sent in love to the mom, and he would still be married to your mother when he passes, please.
Yes.
Yeah. There's like till death do us part, love of his life, love of his life. He's talking about his children. So that means you're not his only child, correct?
That is true. But yep, my brother is not here. He's
okay,
not here.
That's fine. But you're not his only daughter. I mean, he has other kids.
No.
He's saying that there's more than you, right? I'm not getting the brother, but unless they're coming in with this evidence, where is the head trauma for one of them? Or the brain surgery or the cancer to the brain? They're taking me up to the head.
No, that is... No, that's not anything related
that's okay.
to
wait,
either
wait.
One.
That's all right. When I go up to my mind, right... because you've never seen, I don't know if you've ever seen me work. When I go up to my mind, there's, when I get something into the head, right? It's almost like a blackout or there's a fogginess, right? So sometimes
oh,
that means, do you understand? So when I get head area yes. as opposed to heart or lungs or pancreas or liver, it takes me up here. I feel foggy. I don't know if this is medication or there's something in my system, right? Because everything, it's affecting my vision. It's affecting my brain. Do you understand this? Is this for your
yes.
brother?
Not a minute
okay.
left.
That's for my
okay,
dad. That's for my dad.
Okay. Why, Don? Why is this? Is it else? Why the foggy brain?
He had kidney failure. So his
okay.
system was intoxicated and he didn't recognize us at some point.
Absolutely. Fogginess to
the
brain. Okay. Yeah. Do you see how I look like this, like over medicated or drugs? But I do feel like he knows that you're there. The outside might not have known. He's saying, I know they're there, right? So there had to have been other people in the room, not just you and your mom. And I don't mean just spirit.
Right.
I just feel like, do you understand? But he's talking about here too, though. Don't worry. He had a good send-off, he just said, right? So this guy either had a big service or a lot of people attending. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So this, yeah, my mom had not that many people at hers, which is fine. But I feel like this is a guy that's loved. But I'm not getting him sad. He comes through like, oh my God, this stuff works. Even though he's there, he knows it works, but he's using his either. Remember his times when he's in that good space, when he's smiling, all right? And you must be his you must be the baby girl or the only child, you said. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're the only one, right? Daddy's girl. Daddy's girl. Thank you for
yep.
He just said thank you for the shirt. Thank you for the shirt. So there's something about you. Someone's
you.
Wearing his shirt, sleeping with his shirt, or your mother. So check that out, Nancy. Do you understand?
Okay.
All
I'll
right. Thanks,
John.
Okay. All
okay.
Right.
Well, thank yeah. you so much.
No, you're welcome,
Take
darling.
Care.
Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, now
bye.
I understand the foggy. Bye-bye. Yeah. People have to realize, too, though, right? When a medium works, everyone, give the medium a minute, especially when you're doing fast readings, right? Because people don't understand, like, okay, I'm coming up to the head area. It's not
right.
like, yeah, it's not like a machine where you're doing next, but, you know.
Right. Right. Well, you know what, too, I think also, you know, every medium, we get stuff so different. You know what I mean? It's some of us works more similarly than others. So you kind of got to get used to also how, like, our language, the way that we describe things and how we get it. And, yeah, so you do have to just give it a minute to, like, click, basically. That's with every medium, too, for sure. Okay, John, you ready for the next one?
Sure.
Cool. Okay, we have Fabiola from New York. Hi, Fabiola.
Hi. Hi, you guys.
How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. Very good. Thank you.
Oh, good, good, good. So, Fabiola, did you want to ask us a question or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
Yes. I wanted to ask a question.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, good,
okay.
good. Give me well, first
question.
Of all, how awesome is How
I'll
awesome
give you a break from readings.
Oh,
I need a
thank
question.
You.
How awesome is that name, Fabiola? Fabiola.
I love that.
Right. Yeah.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead. Go ahead. What's
so
your question?
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
I have been finding feathers, but like a lot, not just like occasionally I see a feather. For the past almost a month, I see feathers in the most unusual places, and two, three, sometimes even four in one day. And for the life of me, I'm trying to figure out what it means. You know, I've Googled it. I see all kinds of different, you know, things that they say it could be. But every time they tell me, somehow it doesn't feel that that's what it is. So I'm hoping
okay.
maybe you can help me make sense out of it.
Right. Some people fabricate. You can hear me okay, Joe, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you asked me. I could hear you.
Fabiola, sometimes people see the same numbers over and over. I see 419 all the time. I used to think it meant play that lottery number, right? Well, after spending so much money, but this is what I want you to do, all right? Don't worry about it. Yes, it could be from a loved one, but what that could be like your symbol from your soul. It doesn't have to be just from someone who's passed away, Fabiola. When you find them, mm-hmm. I want you to try to remember, what were you just thinking before you saw it? Oh. If I'm in the car and I look up and I see, if I'm thinking of something, or I'm talking to my assistant, Laura Worcester, who's also a brilliant medium with the Forever Family Foundation, I'll say, oh, there it is. I don't look for the feather. I don't look for the number. It usually means yes, or whatever you're thinking is right, right?
Oh, like a confirmation of something.
Exactly,
of my thought right before I see it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Fabiola,
okay,
let me ask you, darling. Hold on, darling. Let me ask you. Are you an oil painter?
Yes, I do paint. Yes.
Yes. Right. Not just walls. We're talking about canvas or something, right? Because feel like you've got this very creative color. You've got this. If you're not doing it, I want to encourage you, go back to that too, because it's very creative, it's very meditative. You have a lot of color around you also too. And I know you lost your dad, Fabiola, right? Because he's pushing me. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He's pushing that. And I'm also hearing piano. So somebody is not using it, or somebody's not playing anymore. All right. Or it was in the family when you were growing up. Do you understand the piano?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, darling. Okay, because this is how it works. If somebody asks me a question, it kind of opens up the bubble more,
I know.
Right?
They give you permission to be in the energy, and then that's it.
Exactly. So, but I encourage you to do that, because I think you're quite a good artist. I don't know if you give yourself enough credit. I think you could sell some of this, Fabiola, and you may argue with me with that. But
Thank you for saying that.
Please. This is it. But thank you for your question. And try to remember that with the feather, all right?
It could be because
I see a number. I'm not a numerologist. I don't know why it's not something else, but if it keeps repeating, it could be your soul saying with synchronicity, yes, this way. And your synchronicity can also pull you the other way, saying no, don't. If you're thinking, I don't know if I should do that,
right.
You see the feather, follow that thought, Fabi, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for that. I really, you don't have no idea. I've been bugging all my friends like, oh my God, what does it mean? What does it mean? And this kind of makes sense. I never thought of it like, what it is that I'm thinking right before. Thank you.
That's okay. That's why you're talking to John Holland. Bye, Fabio. Hey, happy holidays.
Bye.
Charlie,
thanks
okay?
for calling.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Bye. Awesome. All right. Cool. I love when people have questions, because we don't usually get them, and I love a teaching moment. So anyone listening, if you are having the same experience with anything, numbers, feathers, marbles, whatever it is, that is a good thing to do, because, John, it's so funny you said that, because I always tell people the same thing. When they're like, I keep seeing something, and I don't know if it's my mother, my father, this person, and I'm like, well, what were you thinking about it each time before you see it? And they're like, oh, well, I've really been worried about, this and this, and you really got to pay attention to that when you get signs, even if it's from your loved ones, because it's usually an answer to what you were thinking about.
Exactly. In Bridging Two Realms, I talk about ADCs, which is after-death communication, which was coined by Judy and Bill Guggenheim in the book Hello from Heaven. So if your sign is feathers from your dad, your mom, your son, you got it. Not every sign or from your soul feathers, right? It's if it's unexpected, or you find one in the tub that you just cleaned, it's not at the beach, and you're like, look at the feathers. No, they're seagulls.
Right.
So some people make it. It's usually unexpected when they're there. And if people want a sign, ask to be let you know, or the spirit know, or even your soul know, make sure you show me that. Make sure it's billboard size. In other words, let me know that it's a sign. Do you understand?
Can I tell you, I will share an example from my own life that happened yesterday really quick, and then we'll get to the next caller. So I've been toying with the idea of creating some stuff for TikTok, and I really don't want to because I'm not that big of a social media guy, but I've been kind of feeling like maybe I should. So I was praying the other night, and I was like, whoever's listening, my guides, the universe, whoever wants to answer me here, as my best interest, could you just give me a sign that I should be doing the TikTok thing? But I was like, you got to make it pretty clear, because I am like dense. Like, I need to be hit over the head with something. I got to know that it's real. Do you know, I was bringing it up to a friend last night over dinner, and the second I said, I think I need to start creating content on TikTok, I got a message on my TikTok, which I don't use, from somebody who I know who's a tarot card reader and a medium, and just randomly said to me, where's your TikTok content? Why aren't you making any? Like, as I was talking about it. So I was like, well, I can't argue with that anymore. So here we go.
Well, because it can happen on, it can really happen that fast.
Right, like on demand. And,
well, are you going to act on that? Or did you, people say, yeah.
Now I'm going
to act on it.
Now I'm going to listen. I've learned to listen to the universe, my guides, whoever, my soul. When I'm spoken to, I listen. Now I do it.
It'll get louder. It'll get louder and louder if you don't.
Oh yeah, it'll force you. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah. So just again for people listening, we're not saying this because it's just like a thing we think. Like it really happens. You just got to experiment and it will happen. But anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. Back to our callers. We have Karina from California. Hi, Karina.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. So, Karina, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
Well, I was actually going to ask for a connection, but then the gal right before now makes me want to ask a question.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Can I just talk before you ask, Karina? You do know what the question is, right?
I do.
Okay. Just say yes or no, darling, all right, with me, all right? What I love about doing phone, Joe, I never see the people. Because right. I don't like sitting at a desk doing Zoom readings. I don't like it. It's too business. I'd rather just hop on the phone and just hear the voice and go with that vibe, with that. Mm-hmm. Is it Karina? You said Karina, right?
Karina. Mm-hmm.
Karina, right. Karina, are you studying? Are you a teacher? Are you a teacher?
No, but I am studying.
Okay. I want to push you more towards the study, because whatever you're studying, and I don't feel like it's math or English, right? Whatever you're studying, it's sometimes the student becomes the teacher. Do you understand? So on a psychic level, not coming from anybody on the other side, I'm just looking at it this way for us. You've got that teacher quality with you. Whatever you're studying, Karina, right? How deep are you into it? Is it a couple of years? Did you just start it or what?
It's actually, I'm going on my second year.
Right. I want to push you towards that, darling, okay? Keep doing this because either you're very passionate about the subject or you're going for your master's. I don't know. You also got a lot of... You got a lot of healing stuff around you also, Karina. So I don't know if you're in the hospital business or the healing business. Can I ask what you're studying?
Mediumship.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, fine. That's fine. The healing business then, right? And mm-hmm. I'm not seeing a, I just feel like eventually you may be, and you're only a student. I'm glad you said you're going to your second year. That means you're taking this serious. Some people with the greatest respect, I'm an older person now, all right? I take a weekend workshop and they hang out their shingle. In other words, their website. I feel like you do whatever it is. If you're taking a couple of years to do this, then you're doing it properly, Karina. So good on you. Good on you. And you're in a good place to do it. Are you doing it with somebody in person or studying with in person?
No, not in person. Everything has been over Zoom, basically.
All right. Any chance? I don't know how you feel about it, Joe. I think that they need that personal human interaction sometimes. It's great online, and I know some people can train that way, but any chance you have to sit in a meditation circle, Karina, at least you're in the vibe of that, okay? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be just for mediumship. I don't care. Where I live, there's a Buddhist temple. I go there in a group meditation to feel the energy around people also. I know you can do it online, but I encourage you, keep doing it, but try to find the class, a proper teacher, or even a meditation class where you can be in the vibe of, you know, as long as you're safe, you know what I mean? If it works for you, great, because not every group is there. What did you want to ask, Karina?
Well, it was the numbers, and I always get this pool, and there's two separate numbers that always, there they are.
What are they?
11 and 22.
Right, okay. So I would look into, do you know numerology at all?
A little bit, but not a whole lot.
Okay, right. So 11 is the teacher number, is master teacher. 22 is teach. No, 11 is student. It's like it's the perpetual student, always learning, always growing. 22 is the master number, right? These are master numbers. 11 and 22 are master numbers in numerology, and 2 and 2 is 4. 1 2. So look up 11 and 22 as the meaning in there. I don't feel like this other woman. I said, well, what do you see? What are you thinking of before it happens with you? I think it's going to. I think it's going to have to do with what you're studying right now. Also, teacher student. But I'm glad you're taking your time with this, Karina. Also, but you do got the green around you. I'm seeing green also. So any type of Reiki, any type of healing work that you can do with people or learn. You got a. How old are you, please? I know it's awful to ask a woman her age, but how old are you?
I am 54.
Oh, bless you, darling. Bless you. So you're still a young woman, darling. Okay? You got time there, all right? But I encourage you, any groups that you can go to. Joe, where are they going to be in California at this thing?
I believe it's San Jose. That's where I went last year. Is San Jose up north? It's right by, I flew to San Francisco, and then I took like a 45-minute Uber ride. So it's in the San Francisco area.
Karina, where are you? Where are you living?
I'm in the Bay Area.
Oh, so right, it's right by there. Is San Jose's there, right? That's near there.
It's about I'm an hour away.
Oh yeah, okay. So I'm pretty sure it was San Jose because I was singing that song to myself.
Karina, you may not only do I know it's about connections. There are so many wonderful lectures that they give. It's a big learning experience for you, also. So think about it, darling. You just happened. I don't even know if it's sold out, Joe. Is it? I mean,
the California one is. Yeah, the next available one is the one in Connecticut in July.
Or what? They always go back to the same place, Karina.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's usually every. I think October is always the California one. I'm pretty sure. I don't quote me on that. They might switch it around, but it's usually in the fall. I'm pretty sure.
Karina, can I send you my book? Bridging Two Realms, you're going to appreciate the whole second half of the book. Why don't you just email my office, right? info@johnholland, assistant, the word assistant @johnholland.com. Give me your name and address, and I'll send you out one.
My apologies, and I'm going to write it down right now again. Could you repeat that, John?
Yep. The word assistant, mm-hmm. with the T at the end, @johnholland.com. Let me send you Bridging Two Realms, and whether you read the first part of the book, Or just the second. Let me help you with that, with the training. Oh. Let me help you with the 20 years that I've been, actually longer than that now. Mm-hmm. It'll help you with your development or your unfoldment. All right?
That is wonderful. Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
All right, Karina. Thank you. And thank you for your continued study on the subject.
Well, I thank you both for your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
God, what a kind woman, too. Wow.
Yeah, right? We got some good callers tonight. You brought in some good energy, my friend. I got to have you back.
Yeah, bring
on.
Them on. Take the next one. Take the next one.
Awesome. All right.
I'm on a roll.
We got another New Yorker here. We have Denise from New York. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Joe. Hi, John. Thank you for taking
Denise,
the call.
How are you? How are you?
I am well.
Calling. Awesome. So, Denise, did you have a question?
I would like to make a connection if possible.
Awesome. You got it.
All right. Hold on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. As I'm talking to you, Denise, a lot of people, now the name Denise can be, there's a lot of derivatives of the name Denise. Are you Dee Dee?
No one calls me that, no.
Does anyone just call you by the D? Like, hey, D?
Yeah, I have some friends that call me D, yes.
Okay, all right, all right. That's fine. All right, let me just see here. I understand. They're making me aware. I got that. Just say yes or no, Denise. Mom is still here, please? Mom is still here?
Yes.
But Dad has passed?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because this is what I'm hearing. I feel like I'm getting unless there are more D's in the family. If you got a brother Danny or Donnie, like your Denise, you know how some families, they name all the kids the same letter, right? Are there other D's for you?
No. No.
Okay, that's fine. I want you to be aware of the name. If you're Denise, I want you to say, I want to say Danny, Donnie, Danny. It's all right. Just remember that I'm giving you that. But I feel mom here, but your dad wants to be acknowledged. All right. So as he's coming through here, his dad's been gone a while now. This is not a recent passing with this passing, correct?
Correct.
Denise?
Correct.
Yeah. I feel like he's been over there. I feel like he's been over there a number of years. And I understand that. This is an illness that takes your dad, Denise, yes?
Correct.
Yeah, because I'm not getting a sudden passing with this Joe, right? So I just feel like this is, I just feel like he's a, he fought the good fight. And I just feel like he stayed as long as he could, right? He stayed as long. I'm not getting him as an older man too, Denise. Can I ask how old he is when he passes?
60. He had just turned 60.
Absolutely. That's, yeah, that better be not considered old, right? Because, yeah, shut up, Joe. I just feel that, I just feel like, I don't feel like an elderly man, right? I feel like he's cut down like at prime, like at 60, right? Even though they say 40.
Correct.
But I feel like this here, but there's a lot of love coming to your mom. And when I feel this vibe too, he was still married to your mom, Denise, please?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I should be right about this. Now, has mom met somebody else?
No.
Has she talked? Can I ask how old mom is, Denise, now?
77.
Okay. I know it doesn't matter how old you are. You can always meet a friend, right? I just feel like, if you're in New York, where is mom? There's a reason why I'm asking you.
She lives with me.
Okay, so you would know if she has a friend. All right, that's fine.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
I just feel like your mom is still active, though, Denise. Yes, even though, yeah, she's still active, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm not getting someone who's in a chair or something, right? He's making me aware. No, she's still active. I feel like she should be going out more. I just feel like her husband or your dad is, like, pushing her, to go out more. Why is he taking me, Denise? Do you have any Canadian connections, please?
No, not that I could think of.
I've worked for the Canadians, right, in New England, right? Are there trips with the family to Canada, going over the border?
I used to take, not with the family, but I used to go to Toronto a lot.
Right. That's, yeah, beautiful. That's who, I used to work for the Canadian consulate, right? So the take, if they're doing that, was your dad alive when you used to do the Toronto trips?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's fine. There's going to be even more. I don't know if you're going back you're going back soon. I still feel like it's always going to be part of who you are. So I don't know what brings you to Toronto, if it's work or love. But I feel like, don't give up on Canada. I feel good with you there, right?
Okay.
I really feel good with it. All right. And your dad is making me aware. So he's been gone, what? If your mom's 77, what, 20 years or something now? Or what?
He's been, I think it was just 17 years last month.
Okay. Either your mom still wears the ring, which is not a big evidence, right, when it comes to jewelry, but I feel like he's making me aware either she has moved her rings around on her finger, wearing your dad's ring, took her mother's diamond and put it into hers as a manipulation of the ring. Do you understand that?
No, not exactly. She hasn't worn her ring for a very, very long time.
Then do this for me, darling, okay? She lives with you. She has her own room, right? She has her own bedroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask your mom, right? And I feel like she's open to this also, right? I feel like your mom believes in
heaven. She is.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Ask her, was she just taking the rings? When she's not with you, because you're not with her 24-7, ask her, mom, were you looking at your ring or dad's rings recently? And if she's just playing with them or holding them or opens up the jewelry box and then touches them, this has to be recent. Don't make it fit. But I know he's all around you, okay? I know he's all around you. Now, you got to be one of two of three of his children, correct?
One of two.
Okay. Who's still here? What, the brother?
No, I don't have a brother. I have a sister, but she passed.
Okay. Same thing as that other caller. He's making me aware that you're not his only child, all right? You're not his only child. And when it comes to somewhere else, I don't know where I can place this. Is anybody in your family physically challenged or was physically challenged, like cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, lupus?
No, not in the family. Okay, so I have a friend who has a severely handicapped child.
Okay, and is that person, you get to see that kid? Are you around that?
Not a lot since COVID. He's compromised, and I haven't traveled much, but, you know, I used to see him more.
Okay, this is what I'm hearing to let the audience know how I'm working. Somebody works in special ed or special needs, right? Or somebody helps children, and I don't understand the whole spectrum Asperger's thing. I mean, I know what it is, but they're just guiding me to say special needs with training. And what happens is, if this is a friend whose child is like this, then that friend has lost one of her parents. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right. Okay. I don't know if it's grandmother to the child. The spirit world is trying to help bring in the proper people for the physically challenged person. Would you remember that I said that? So you're going to be the medium for somebody else right now, Denise. Okay. So you're going to be the so pass that on. Do you know if this person lost their mom?
She actually lost both parents.
I feel like there's a mom vibe coming through, right? Like powerful mother energy. All right. Powerful mother energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid, the physically challenged, I think some specialists are going to be brought in. And it's the strangest thing. I don't want to say, I'm just going to ask Joe real quickly. What can I ask what it is? Is it MS? Is it cerebral palsy? What is it?
He actually has a genetic disorder that's so rare that they don't know much about it.
Okay.
I think it's like ATRX. He can't speak. He can't walk. He can't feed himself. So it's mental. Oh. It's physical.
Okay. I feel like this is an adult, by the way, too, an older kid. Are they being taken care of at home?
Yes.
Wow, that's a huge job, right, on your friend and the family,
it
right?
Is. It is. He has lots of therapies and things like that, but it's all in the home.
Right. Can I say this too, as an intuitive, right, on the intuitive side? I feel, not that they're going to nip it in the bud. I feel like they're going to find something sooner than later that's going to stop the progression of it, at least, right? The progression of it also, all right? Because I think this kid's eye, how old is this? I keep saying kid. It's probably an older person. How old?
He's probably maybe 14 or so by now.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not getting a baby. Do you know if his vision is affected because of this too?
It is.
30 seconds left.
All right. The vision may come back. He's going to start seeing light or something. Just tell her, I mean, always have hope, but I feel like medically there's going to be some type of thing that they're going to finally find for this child. And I'm glad she has support around her helping with their kids. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the reading.
Thanks
so much. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too.
Oh, you too. Thank you. All right, John. Well, we are just about out of time. You did good, though.
You got the best people on here, too. I mean, and to be honest with you, let me tell you, I didn't say it in the beginning. I'm just coming off of having COVID
myself. Oh, no.
First time in 3 years, right? During the lockdown, but yet I went to England this year caves with people. No, right. I didn't get it there. I went to caves on buses and planes. Probably did the safe thing, right? But I'm having dinner just before Thanksgiving with a friend at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
He had it and he didn't know it. And I got it just like that. So I wasn't sure about tonight too, because the fogginess and stuff too. But I hope your audience likes
it. Great.
But I mean, I am going to do more of these retreats. Bob has asked, but they are in demand. So forever, if someone is listening, you're not part of the Forever Family Foundation, I highly recommend it, because they got the radio show. There's a lot of stuff for the
resources for grief.
You get Joe, and you got Joey Peretta right here.
Yeah, and you get me every third Thursday. You get to listen to me talk on the radio. Oh, awesome. Well, I would like to thank you, John, our guest, John Holland, for joining us this evening. And John, if the listeners want, you know, to book a reading or anything like that, your website's the best place to go, right?
Well,
best place to go. But I want to thank you, and I want to thank Don, who's the engineer on the other side of this.
Oh,
also.
Yeah.
And,
we love Don. Right? Brings the show to you every week. We love Don.
Yep.
Don is the producer behind the scenes, making it run very smoothly.
Yep. And think, and I'll just say this really quickly. There's a lot of people who may listen to this or who are listening. If you know someone that's lost someone and it's their first holiday with that person, it's okay to call them. When people pass away, some people think, I don't want to mention their name, that person's name, because they'll be upset, when in fact, all they want to do is hear their loved one's name. It's okay to call them and just say, I'm sorry for your loss. And that's all you have to do, because some people back away when people, their friends have losses or other members of the family. So I just wish you, Joe, and everybody a happy and safe and a blessed holiday, no matter what your faith is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, John. And
all right.
I'd like to also thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And just a quick reminder, Signs of Life will take a brief hiatus for the holidays, but we will be back on air 3 weeks from today on January 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So we hope you'll tune in for that show. And as always, I'm your host, Joe Peretta. If you want to check out more of my work, you can visit me at my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. You can find me on Instagram at Joe Peretta. And apparently, because my guides told me to, now I'll be on TikTok eventually. If you want to find me there too, that will also be Joe Peretta. But in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.